Blog Talk Radio.
We study. We meditate. We make the right applications according to the codes, the words of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Plus, we put a pulse on us. We keep a pulse on us. We find out what mistakes our ancients made that got us universally captured today. And still, we, instead of becoming something better, unfortunately, some of us elect to be a monstrosity. The shootings among us is rapidly escalating. The mistreatment and abuse among us is rapidly escalating. Reason being because we don't study Yah. We don't study our code. We try to study everything with everybody else said. Make the right application with everybody else said, which doesn't work for us. It works entirely against us. We strongly advise and suggest that you study the codes right along with us on a Real Talk for Real People show, study show. My name is Yom Suf Arif, along with Cartrell of New York City and Sister Avia of New York City. Sister Avia is on a sabbatical somewhere. But I want to inform the listeners that I won't be on this Friday. My wife and I will be traveling during that time on Friday. So we won't be available because we'll be in transit going to Arkansas about that time. So I'm telling you beforehand, so if you come on Friday and you say, well, yeah, I'm super, I'm going to cocktail. Well, you already know we won't be on this Friday. Praise y'all. But the Most High willing, we'll be right back the following Monday on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And I mentioned cocktail. I mentioned Sister Avia. See, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. As should you. And they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. As should you. And most importantly, if you didn't get it, you should love yourself. Because it's virtually impossible to have any regard or any common courtesy or any love for anyone if you don't have it for yourself. Just like Aretha Franklin said, respect yourself so you can learn to respect others. So you can learn not to do to others that you would have done to you, your brothers and sisters. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. We are in chapter 13 of Yehoshua. Somebody called it Joshua, but we didn't use J's back then. We didn't have a letter J. So it's Yehoshua. Chapter 13. We will be going into remaining land to be conquered by ancient ones, and so on and so forth. And Cartrell will bring to you the last segment of this study in Marshall. Some of you call it Proverbs, but that's the actual name for it. And Cartwright will bring the studies there, and they will end, conclude the studies for the night. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Chapter 13. What's that, sir? Okay, the wife said something. Okay, so let me bring Brother Cartwright on. Brother Cartwright, may the Most High bless you, brother, and your family. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Brother Yam Su, for all right. Sister Abiyah, Sister Nisanya, how y'all doing? Good to hear your voice. Good to be back.
Thank you, brother. We're doing well. Thank you very much. And it's good to be back. How's your family?
Everybody's well. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Katria, I have to make a correction. It's the 14th chapter of Yehoshua. My wife informed me.
She's paying attention. That's good.
Yeah, that's true.
She's taking notes.
On point more than I am.
It takes the sisters to be on point, right? If it ain't Sister Abby, it's Sister Nishanya.
Yeah, I heard her back there saying something.
That's why you got to listen to your wife, man. You got to listen to the sisters. Because sometimes they be off.
Well, I didn't question it, but I knew she was correct. So I didn't question it. I said, okay.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's how marriage is lost.
Exactly. When you're wrong, just bow down.
There you go. That's up.
You're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're in the wrong. Why argue? It only escalates things. So,
that made no sense.
It doesn't, brother. So you have anything, any comments or commentary before we get started about anything contemporary or so on and so forth?
I was watching some video that they don't show in the mass media of Palestinian children in hospitals and in morgues. And it's such a terrible thing.
It is.
It's just bad.
It is,
and it's spreading worldwide. You got violence spreading out here, right here in America.
Exactly.
So we better get a grip because things might really, really start getting out of hand, you know, worldwide.
Exactly.
But we got to be faithful and dedicated, like the brother we're about to read tonight, our brother Keller, who devoted his life from the time he came out of Egypt to the Most High. You got to be just like him.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Praise y'all, big brother. Chapter 14. The land divided west of the Jordan. These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, with Eleazar the priest, the high priest, Yehoshua the son of Nun, and heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot. They cast lots. So didn't nobody have no complaint. As Yah had commanded by the hand of Moses, the nine tribe and the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan. But to the Levites, he gave no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh, Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land except cities to dwell in with their common land for their livestock and their property. As Yah had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. And Katriel mentioned this brother. Then the children of Yehuda came to Yehoshua and Gergo. And Caleb, the son of Juna, the Kizite, said to him, you know the word which Yah said to Moses, the man of Yah, concerning you and me, and Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yah, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brother who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. The other 10 brothers, the other 10 spies, they made him scared.
Look how he said that, though.
Right. Yeah, he said, my brethren.
Yeah, that's how we talk. Yeah?
Yeah, my brother. My brother. My brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. That's how we rap. But I wholly followed that Yah, my Elohim, I wholly followed Yah. I was dedicated to Yah. So Moses swore on that day saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance, talking to Caleb, and your children forever, because you have wholly, completely, totally followed Yah, my Elohim. And now behold, Yah has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Now he was 40, and had 45 more years. He's 85 years old. Ever since Yah spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now I am here. I am this day 85 years old. And you know what he said? And Yah had must have kept his strength. And he said, as yet I am strong this day as the day that Moses sent me. I still got it going on, so to speak, because of Yah. Just as
he
my
sound
strength.
Like one of the Chinese old masters.
Right. He said, I still got it going. He said, just like I was when I was 40 years old. I still got it going on. And now is my strength. He said, Moses sent me just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war. I'm fighting now, both for going out and for coming in. I still go to fight at 85 years old. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which Yah spoke in that day. I want this mountain. For you heard in that day how the Anakim, the giants, were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that Yah will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as Yah said, because of Yah being with me. And Yehoshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Yefune, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Yefune, the Kizite, to this day, because he wholly, completely, totally followed Yah, Elohim of Israel. And that's what you got to do. And the name of the Hebron formerly was Kirjah Abra. Abra was the greatest man among the Anakim. He was the greatest giant among them. Then the land rested from war. Praise Yah. Katriel, you have the mic.
So much power packed in this little chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb is 85 years old, huh? And he said he felt like he felt when he was 40.
Exactly.
Now imagine this. Had his brothers that went to spy out the land with him, and that whole generation done the same thing as him and Joshua, do you think they would be in the same position?
Yeah, they would be here today as he's speaking and stalwart as ever, ready to go in, ready to go to war and come out.
Because he completed the process. The Most High brought them out of Egypt. He cleaned them up. He fed them manna to change their diet, which made Caleb as strong as he was today as he was when he first came out. Yah was preparing them, and Caleb was prepared. So was Joshua, Yehoshua.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know where Hebron is today? Do you know where Hebron is today?
Clarify for me, brother.
It's in the West Bank of Gaza.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm not kidding you.
The West Bank.
I kid you not.
Okay. All right.
Hebron is in the West Bank, south of Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
City of the Most High, city of King David. Hebron is in Palestine.
Okay. All right. All right.
Gaza, as we speak. So when you hear that term Hebron, you know that's Caleb's city.
The West Bank. Okay.
Yeah. Belong to Caleb.
Okay.
They fighting over it today, aren't they?
It ain't neither one of them.
There you go. We gotta find Caleb's family and give it back to them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I gonna do that because we don't know.
Exactly.
Because he said he's gonna give him that land forever, right?
Exactly.
He said he's gonna give him Hebron forever. And think about this,
uh-huh.
We talk about King David slaying Goliath, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this man Keller, he slew the giants that the Israelites first saw, the Anakim.
Right.
But we don't talk about Caleb conquering the giants and chasing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. 85 years old, he's chasing the giants.
And he ain't scared.
And he ain't scared at all.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he stepped up, said, I want to face him head on because I know y'all going to be with me.
Praise God.
That's the kind of confidence we have in the Most High. And he exactly. only did it with his tribe. He ain't need right. all the other 11 tribes. Just him and his tribe.
Tribe of Yehuda.
There you go.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Cadriel. Fellow students, Cadriel is about to share with us his study in the 20th chapter of Mashal.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, for creating our King, King Solomon, who blessed us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You notice that Joshua blessed Caleb, right?
Exactly.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I
noticed. Joshua blessed the brother. Joshua blessed him. That's what we got to do for each other. Bless those that bless you. Don't withhold your blessing from your own people.
Exactly. Yeah, let's stop cursing one another and start blessing one another. Bless you, brother.
And you can see that they were men of their words.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, you remember that Caleb was with him, and Yah promised him Hebron, and Joshua didn't hold it back. You want it, brother? Go get it. Bless you. Yah be with you.
It's yours.
Oh, yeah.
And Caleb said, I don't need no help. I'm good. My tribe can handle this.
Super confident. Going up against the giants.
Giants. I'm going to get rid of the rest of them, too.
I'm not kidding.
Other teams.
So another hero that we really don't pay attention to, Caleb, son of Yefune, from the tribe of Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
He was fearless at 85 years old. I hope to be like him when I'm 85.
Exactly.
I'm working on it. You working on it, Yasin? You working on it?
Yes, sir.
You want to be like Caleb? Okay.
Diligently.
Huh?
Yes, I want to be like Yehoshua and Caleb.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 20. Or Mashal, the words of our king. Our king says, wine is a mocker, strong drink.
a brawler. And since then, up until now, you go into a bar, you see people drinking wine, strong drink, a brawl might break out.
Ain't no mic. Ain't no mic winning.
And whoever's led astray by it is not wise. So you can't be no alcoholic. Can't let the alcohol lead you.
No, you can't let
that Johnny Walker start talking.
Mm-hmm.
Did Johnny Walker start talking? That means you're going to be in a brawl.
Exactly.
The king says the terror of a king is like a growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life. You can't mess with the king. Just can't say any old thing to the king. You know, mm-hmm. Our brother from the tribe of Benjamin got away with it when he was talking to king, talking trash to King David, because he was of royal blood too. He was a prince, son of King Saul. That's the only reason he got away with it, because they would have took his head immediately. What you say? Oh, you said that about the king, my man?
Mm-hmm.
In trouble.
Exactly.
Why would you provoke the king? Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Forfeit to life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. Yeah, I know some people, they're just hooting and hollering all the time. But you gotta stay away from them.
Right.
The slugger does not plow in the autumn. That's a hint. You're supposed to plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. Why do you plow in the autumn?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want that crop to grow in the spring, right?
Right.
The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water. Yeah, you don't really know unless you could, unless you got some diving gear to dive deep into people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You're never exposed to what people's heart really is. Only y'all know that, and the person themselves know for sure.
Right.
But a man of understanding will draw it out. Okay. That's where you get psychiatrists and people who know how to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bring out what's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. Yeah, we know that Caleb was one of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind we're trying to be. Steadfast in your love for the Most High, for your people, for your nation, and faithful in what comes out your mouth. Stand by what words you say. Be a man of your word, right? Faithful. The righteous who walk in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. So your life has repercussion on your children. You don't realize that.
Exactly.
A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Yeah, you can peep it out. You know who's evil, who's good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's a good king. Like King Solomon. Who can say I have made my heart pure? I am clean from sin. Can anybody say that?
No.
That's the aim. You're trying to make your heart pure.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't clean from sin. Oh, ain't no way.
No.
Unequal weights and unequal measures are both alike, an abomination to Yah. And we were just having a conversation about a Jamaican dinner I brought. They sold us some hard microwave chicken.
Right.
Charged me a pretty penny for it, but that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
Just wait. Just balance it. If I pay you for something, it's supposed to be good.
Okay, you're supposed to give me what I paid for.
Exactly. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. Oh, yeah, you could tell which way a child is going.
By their actions.
Based on their spirit, yeah. That's what they do. Got some bad children that they need to be corrected. They need discipline. That's all they really need.
Right. I always say, it's really not bad children. Most time it's bad parenting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching these young people raise their children. And they call it, then if their children call their mother and father by their first name, they curse at their children. I'm like, my mother, y'all should have watched my mother raise children.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never cursed at us. My mother never allowed us to call her by her first name.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain protocols, certain lines, these young mothers are letting their children cross.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because the father's not there. It says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yah has made both of them. Both of them are amazing creations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your eye and your ear. Exactly. Eye and ear, you take it for granted. But lose your eyes and lose your ears, then trust me, you see how valuable they really are. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. Yeah, keep your eyes open. Keep watch for opportunity. Prepare yourself. Don't sleep all day. You don't want to be broke. You can't complain if you're sleeping all day that you ain't got no money.
You got to be on the grind, bro. You got to be on the grind.
Exactly. Bad, says the buyer. But when he goes away, then he boasts. Yeah, you know bargaining. This product ain't nothing. But when you get home, you know that's exactly what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to drive down the price.
Yeah.
There is gold, an abundance of costly stones. But the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Yeah, you could have abundance in gold and stones, but if you're a fool, you're going to lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
Take a man's garments when he has put up security for a stranger. And hold it in pledge when he puts up security for foreigners. So look out for your brother, especially when strangers is dealing with him. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be full of gravel. And that's where universal white basic supremacy got coming to them. They gained their bread by deceit, by violence, and they got to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a mouth full of gravel. I don't know what that tastes like.
No.
Plans are established by counsel, but wise guidance wage war. And by wise guidance wage war. You can't just go to war and you don't have no plan, which just seems like the Israeli government is doing. They just want to go all out, bomb. They don't have a plan. What you going to do after you bomb and eliminated Hamas? What's the next step?
Exactly.
Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. People talk all the time, talk about people. They ain't got nothing better to do. But you're revealing yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
If one curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. Mm-hmm. And trust me, some of the things these young children say to their parents is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I would never. If one, an inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Mm-hmm.
Fast money quickly goes. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for Yah, and he will deliver you. My mother always used to tell me, two wrongs don't make a right. You can't repay evil with evil. Yeah. Right?
Two wrongs can't make no right, brother.
It ain't going to happen. Unequal weights are an abomination to Yah, and false scales are not good. And the more food costs, the less they give you. And that's why unequal weights and abominations to the Most High. They call it inflation. I call it robbery.
Mm-hmm.
A man steps off from Yah, and it should be. How then can man understand his way? Got to figure it out. What is your connection with your Creator? Why did the Most High bring us here on planet Earth? What is our purpose? So let Yah be your God. It is a snare to stay rashly. It is holy and to reflect only after making vows. You can't just be popping off at the top of your head, making vows and making oaths and making commitments, making promises, and then don't keep them. You need to think about the consequences of the vows you made. It says a wise king winnows the wicked and drives the wheel over them. So winnowing means to separate. Like when you separate the wheat from the tear, that's winnowing. And a king, if he's wise, he could definitely separate the wicked from the righteous. And to drive a wheel over them, you don't want a wheel driven over you.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of a man is the lamp of Yah, searching all his innermost parts. So Yah's watching your ruach, your spirit, your soul. You always got an eye on that. steadfast love and faithfulness preserve the king. That's what the king wants around him. People who really love him and people who are really faithful. That's all the king needs. And by steadfast love, his throne is upheld. If you really love the king, you're going to help him out. You're going to make him stronger. The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray beard. Unless you're Caleb and Joshua, because they were pretty strong when they were old men.
Mm-hmm.
Blows that wound, cleanse away evil. Yeah, that's for those bad children y'all got.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke. Make clean the innermost part. Yeah, you got to chase that bad vibration out of people. They call it corporal punishment. They call it abuse today. But corporal punishment was blows to cleanse away the evil. And you notice that there's a lot more evil because they've done away with corporal punishment.
Exactly.
All praise. Hallelujah.
All praise. Thank you, Kadre. That was an excellent in-depth study in Mashal. And we pray that you meditate on all that was studied today. If you wake up during the nighttime and something bothering you, go back. Go back over. Perhaps you will find the answer that you're looking for. Praise God and bless His holy name. Brother Kadre, you got any comments, closing remarks, and our shaloms or good night for the people?
Just so, praise to the Most High for allowing us the opportunity to gain this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding while we're under duress in our captivity, under oppression. We got it pretty good, thanks to the Most High. But we got to get to the point where we can quote King Solomon, like the Chinese quote Confucius. And we get to the point where we can quote King Solomon, that's when we know we're really seeking wisdom, knowledge, understanding in order to connect ourselves with Yah. So, it's a task, it's discipline, but I know we could do it, and we should do it, which is what Caleb and Joshua did. So it's our choice. I pray that we make the right choice with all the food that the Most High is feeding us from the fountain of living waters. I pray that it touches us, that it touches him, that he responds to us in our lives because we're pursuing him. All praise.
All praise. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. Most importantly, thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. God, bless and praise your holy name. And bless us, Yah, as we bless you. We love you, Yah. We love you, students. We love you, nation. May the Most High bless this nation. And may the Most High bless other nations as a result of us. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Brother Kadre. May the Most High bless you.
The Most High bless you. Shalom and good night, Aki.
Thank you, brother. Shalom and good night.
There is no defense.